Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, social media. You know where to find me. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist that uses his platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Because guess what, y'all? You might not be crazy. Today's episode is going to be about the things that I have learned in therapy. A lot of people ask me this question. Everybody keeps like, is there a cure for narcissism? Is there a cure for narcissistic personality disorder? Like, are you on any kind of medications? Like, what has therapy helped you with the most? So, here we go. This might not be the episode for everybody because everybody, like, typically I post these episodes that don't get a lot of views, but I need to, you know, post more therapy revelations. So I think the main thing that therapy has helped me with is, you know, my responses. Like, I listen to respond as opposed to listening to react. And what I mean by that is, like, typically before therapy, I would be listening. I'll be on the defensive. Anytime somebody wanted to have a conversation with me about something that I did not want to have a conversation about, I would automatically be on the defensive. I would automatically just be ready to defend myself. So I'm already on edge, ready to react. I typically wouldn't listen to the whole statement. I would be interrupting a lot. I would be, you know, ready to defend myself from accusations and whatever. You know, and what therapists help me with is just listening to respond, because reacting means I'm on the defensive, ready to go. Responding means I'm still defensive, but I can wait and analyze and take my time and formulate the correct response to the situation, as opposed to just reacting out of, you know, triggers, being triggered or whatnot. So that's one of the main things that it helped me with, because I slow down, I listen, and I can have active, you know, conversations with people. I can listen to people. People can listen to me, and we can have active, productive conversations, as opposed to me just, like, if it's an uncomfortable subject, shutting it down, yelling, screaming, doing whatever I needed to do to avoid, you know what I mean, accountability, to protect myself, to protect my fragile ego and things of that nature. So that, like, just being able to listen better is one of the best things that therapy has taught me over the last, you know, almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years in October. So, I mean, 4 years. 4 years in October. Oh, my goodness. So that's the thing right there. That's the main thing it has helped me with. That's one of the main, you know, like, that's it right there. The next thing is controlling my triggers. Because guess what, y'all? Narcissists get triggered too. I know a lot of people are just like, narcissists always trigger us and this, that. But we as narcissists have triggers too. And learning what triggers a narcissist will help you live a better existence, will help you if you have to coexist with a narcissist. If you can't leave or whatever, you have to try to co-parent or parallel parent or whatever. Learning what triggers a narcissist can help you live a better existence, can help you maybe plan your escape or plan to stay, whatever. I don't judge, you know what I mean? I really don't judge unless there are kids involved and things of that nature. But, you know, if you can't leave, here you go. Learning what triggers a narcissist. One of my triggers is, you know, bringing up how my father wasn't in my life, or daddy issues or anything like that. So you bring up a daddy issue or anything like that, anything of that nature, that triggers me. We're going to get this one. You might trigger an explosion, because that's one of my things that right there, just I can't control being triggered over. Being a terrible parent is a trigger of mine. If you're a terrible mother or a terrible father, you become my enemy really, really quick. I don't care if I don't know you. I don't care if we barely, like I said, we only met one time. The second I hear that you're a terrible parent, or I realize that I have proof that you're a terrible parent, we become enemies. And I can no longer be around you because you trigger me, and I'm going to be disrespectful to you every time I see you. So learning whatever, everybody's going to be different though, y'all. So learning whatever triggers your narcissist in your life can help, you know, process your existence, save your existence, help you save your sanity and things of that nature. You know what I mean? That would help you out right there. Learning what triggers. Like, another thing that therapy has helped me with is just to feel normal, to feel like an actual human being. Because I remember Before I got diagnosed, like I said, previous to being diagnosed, I've always known I was different. I've always known my thought process was different. I've always known my emotions didn't click like everybody else's. I always known that I was just, you know, just a different human being. I used to always just think I was an X-Man or just a different breed, just a mutant. You know what I mean? I used to always think that about myself. So when I got diagnosed, it just made sense to me. But, you know, getting diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder is not is not viewed as a good thing. You automatically, I feel like, as soon as you get diagnosed, they hand you a trident and a pair of horns because you automatically become a devil. You're automatically labeled as a devil for your entire existence. But through therapy and just being able to feel normal myself, being able to come out with it and tell you I'm diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder and live a normal existence and not be, you know, people don't hate me for whatever reason. You know, hey, Lee, you triggered me because my narcissist did this and said this, but like, did I do that to you? No. Okay. You hold it against me. Automatically off the rip. The second that somebody finds out, that some people find that I'm a narcissist, they automatically don't like me. They're like, oh, I don't like this guy. Oh, he's here for a supply. This guy right here, folks, he's getting supply from this. His wife must be terrible. She must be scared of herself, and she must be living a terrible existence. Because he's a narcissist, and my narcissist did this. Your narcissistic person has not been in therapy for the last 4 years. If they have been in therapy for 4 years, and it's still treating you terribly, it's time to go. In that situation, there's like no hope. If they've been in therapy for 4 years and nothing has gotten better, then it's time for you to go. There's nothing you can do. You don't possess that power. Dip out. Bye. You know what I mean? But me personally, this therapy has just helped me just normalize the idea of having a personality disorder and being okay and being able to be a good human being. Not everybody, this is not for everybody. Don't get hope that your narcissists get changed because I just said that statement. But if they are putting in the work, they're going to therapy and putting in the work and show consistent change behavior over an extended period of time, not just 2 days, not three, not 2 weeks, months and years. Consistent change behavior. It's not just a short burst of change. That doesn't work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Manipulation. Consistent change behavior is not manipulation. Consistent change behavior is wanting to be a different person, regardless of in spite of the personality disorder. Like me. Like I said, I really do feel normal nowadays because, like, I just do. I just say, hey, I'm a narcissist, and people will appreciate that. People appreciate me for my personality disorder because I can help guide them through situations, and it helps guide me through situations as well because, like, you know, I'm accepted for who I am because I help. And people accept me, and I get to talk to people, and you know, I'm vibing with people. I get to know people. I feel like I made some genuine friends from doing one-on-ones and from Instagram and TikTok and things of that nature, even from YouTube. My YouTubers out there, what's up? It just helped me out. I feel like a normal human being because like therapy has given me the tools to be able to take a step back, analyze situations, and just know that like my mind just works different. It doesn't make me less of a human being because my mind works different. So if you're a narcissist out there, and your mind just works different, it doesn't make you less of a human being. How you treat people and how you behave towards people makes you less of a human being. That's just it right there. Yeah. And that's what makes you less of a human being. You can't use your disorder as an excuse to treat people terribly. Hey, I have narcissistic personality disorder. I'm going to be an a-hole my whole life, so you have to deal with me. Ha, ha, ha. I had trauma that made me this way. Feel sorry for me and accept this terrible behavior I'm going to give you. That's not cool. That's not right at all. So that's not right. So you can't use narcissistic personality disorder as an excuse to treat people terribly. Because there's more diagnosed people out there than y'all realize. And more people who know that they are narcissists than y'all realize. It's just like, nobody wants to be a narcissist. Who wants to be a narcissist? Because even the self-aware narcissist that helps thousands of people is vilified just for being a narcissist. I haven't attacked anybody on social media. I haven't went after anybody. I haven't launched any smear campaigns. I've literally just told my story. And people still don't like me because of my story and because of the label of the self-aware narcissist. You know, that's narcissists, real true narcissists, don't know that they are narcissists, Lee. So you're faking for supply. Or I don't know what you're doing, but you just can't be one. From the extensive research that I've done, say you can't exist. And if you say you're a narcissist, then you, my dear sir, are not a narcissist. No, it doesn't work that way. I tell people, so there's like only 1% of the population is diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. I'm like, okay, so no narcissist can be self-aware. So I say, even the ones that have been diagnosed are not self-aware of the diagnosis. They're self-aware, but they're not accepting of it. That's the thing. Okay, you just contradicted yourself, but cool, bet. But like I said, I like being able to feel human. I just do. I just like feeling like a normal person nowadays. I used to think people were going to look at me differently when I first came out as a narcissist. Like, people were just going to like, oh my God, there's the narcissist guy coming in, guys. Let's steer clear of him. He's going to manipulate us. Hey, Lee, we know you like. Hey, Lee, stay over there. We don't want you gaslighting the group. Just stay 6 feet away. Look, I know COVID has us staying 6 feet away. You need to stay 10 because you're a narcissist. Add 4 feet for narcissism. Add 4 feet to the social distancing. Thank you. Peace. No. People have been very accepting of me. They think it's intriguing. It's interesting. You know? So I feel like a human. And like, that's all I ever wanted. When I was in those self-aware narcissist groups years ago, I just wanted to feel like I was human. Because like, when people came into those groups, the first thing out their mouth used to be, oh my God, I got diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. My life is over. I'm done. And there's no help for me. There's no cure. And I was just like, it shouldn't be a life sentence of unhappiness to be, like I said, to be diagnosed as a narcissist or to be somebody for somebody to call you a narcissist. It should be a wake-up call to some people. It should be a wake-up call. If somebody calls you a narcissist, it's not for no reason. Either they might have some narcissistic stuff going on or projecting, or you might actually need to take a deep look at yourself and maybe you have some stuff going on. Either, regardless, I think that both people in a narcissistic abuse relationship or whatever, both people need therapy. Both people need healing. The narcissist and the survivor, victim, whatnot. They need healing as well because they've been dealing with a lot. You've been dealing with a narcissist. You've been dealing with a lot. So you have to heal as well. It's not like, it's like you can walk up, turn it off. You can't just turn it off. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things you have to go through as well. So you need healing too. And another thing the therapist helped me with, the last thing I'm going to talk about is the first exercise I did in therapy was a control circle. One little circle inside of a bigger circle. The smaller circle, you're supposed to write the things that I could control. Like the things that I actively thought that I could control in my life. The bigger circle was for things that I couldn't control. And that imbalance, because the little circle was more filled than the big circle. And that imbalance caused issues with me. The imbalance, because I thought I could control everything. I was trying to control too much that I was actually losing control of my own self, losing control of my weight, losing control of my finances, losing control of my life in general. I was just losing control. So just being able to, you know, flip that dynamic, because I did the exercise again a little while ago and the dynamic had flipped a little bit. I still was trying to control too much, but it had flipped to the point where I could, you know, feel more comfortable with myself and be stronger with myself and be okay with myself. You know what I mean? I control what I can control and let God have the rest. Let God handle the rest, because, you know, God got it. Anyways, y'all, I hope this episode entertained you. I hope you, if you made it all the way through, I truly appreciate you. If you didn't, I still appreciate you, but you won't hear this. If you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, go ahead and hit me with that 5 stars. Please, 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 please. If you listen to this, I mean, on YouTube, hit the thumbs up for me. Some people on my YouTube channel literally just wait for me to post a video to hit the thumbs down. Don't even watch the video, because like 1 minute after I post it, I got 2 thumbs downs. Like, y'all are weird. Some people are just weird. Like, as soon as I post a video, it gets thumbs downs. Before even, like, 1-2 views, a thumbs down. I'm like, what in the world? Like, anyways, y'all, I truly do appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Stay tuned for next episode. Mental Illness is out. Peace.